right. Let's just do this whole love story. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Tune your guitars and shit. It's fantastic.
Okay, we got it. We're done.
So fucking chill,
just
man.
What?
Happy fucking happy hour. It is my tiny baby nephew, Paul Fitzgerald, and Jill Sobule, both back by popular demand on the happy hour. This is the one happy hour. All right, we're still tuning guitar. It's all right. It's family. We're just we're tuning guitars.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Fucking, yeah. This is going to be really,
really good.
Like in the green room, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. This is, okay, so. Right, the dogs are here. This is
everyone's
all fantastic.
Here.
This is okay. So this is so exciting because my tiny. Oh, either this is the only happy hour, Vanessa. I've done zero fucking prep for because fuck them.
Right,
you're either related to me or a really good friend, and you've been here before. So who gives a shit about your personal background? Your mom's my sister. You. Listen, one of my very good friends, done Sexy Liberal Tour with us with the fantastic song America Back. Now, wait a minute. Did you, you both are drinking tequila. Don't you think we should start with you guys playing tequila?
That was going well.
I would say probably true, but I know I don't take requests. You take requests?
All right, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I take requests and I do.
I just make whatever the hell you want to do. Yeah, exactly. We do take requests. I changed that.
dance
give
in
me
your
a key.
Dance in your tiny white shoes to tequila. Okay. Anyway, that's fine. Listen, kids, that's fine. All right.
Yeah,
so wait.
Great.
All right. Let's explain this. So I know Jill because of you.
Yes.
Because tiny baby nephew texted me and said Jill Sobule's a big fan. She wants to come on the show. I was like, holy fucking shit! Shut the fuck up, tiny baby nephew. I love Jill Sobule.
Over at dinner at your house.
At my house.
At your house. Just you and I having a nice quiet dinner.
Do tell.
Just the two of us. You can airbrush anything out of any situation if you want to in the retelling of it. We were having a nice night and somehow we got on the subject. She's like, where are you staying out here? I said, my auntie, my sweet auntie slash my personal Medici, my personal...
Yes.
Underwriter of my life and career. I'm staying at my aunt Stephanie Miller's.
And I got really excited.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And then she said,
I was a big fan. Girl.
I'm a big fan
I'm
of yours.
I'm a big name dropper. I try to be casual when I do it, but I drop your name everywhere.
You were like, oh, hey, would you like Jill Sobule on? I was like, fuck yeah. And then I pressed her into service. She's pressed into the Sexy Liberal Army.
That was such
right. You were pressed into service at the resistance
the
dinner parties at my house
before the election.
How about Maxine Waters grooving out to America Back, singing with you, right?
And
just yelling fuck.
And her husband,
fantastic,
who was a Cleveland Brown.
Was
he?
Yes. No kidding. What's his name?
Ambassador Sidney
Williams.
Yes. No, yes. Former ambassador. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
He was a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Lily Tomlin.
Paul was a high school football star.
Did you were
what?
Yeah. Tight end.
Yeah, tight end. Very tight.
I'll
the
be the
tightest.
Judge of that.
Wow.
Vanessa, stop it. All right, listen. You need to talk in your microphones and not just
pretend
like you're just fucking
right.
hanging out because we're doing a goddamn show here, people.
Is any of this good? Sorry.
I mean, seriously, nephew, best friend. They're like, I'm in the bathroom. Paul was like, I'm upstairs doing hair and makeup. I'm like, get the fuck down here. It's
couple
time for the show.
You got a good deal here.
I do. I just pat her down.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the morning. What's going on? You guys doing the big show?
Yeah.
Pretty casual around here.
He just walks
do
in.
You guys have an extra room?
Yes, we do.
As a matter of fact.
Because I understand that. I'm sorry. Let me just. I understand that you've gone through a breakup. This is kind of a landing. I have one friend that's going through a divorce, and then Paul is just here.
Just as he intermittently is.
Yes.
It's sort of a. Oh. It's sort of like Steffi's home for wayward children.
Right. Aren't you going to get great breakup songs out of it, like Adele?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry and everything, but I do have an extra room, and there's probably going to be great music.
What lasts longer, a relationship or a good song?
Right?
Good song lasts forever.
Right?
Relationships come and go.
What the fuck? Where would Adele be without...
Hello?
Without heartbreak.
Hello?
So true.
And
hello?
It's harder, actually, when you are happy in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to hear that song?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I remember inspiring.
In the very short periods when I've ever been happy, producer's like, you're just going to ruin this shit now. You're just all blissed out. God.
Yeah.
How are you going to be angry?
It doesn't make for good comedy or good art or anything, you know, unfortunately. And Trump, right? Where would we be without Trump? Think of the songs you would not have written without Donald Trump. Would you trade them all away? Probably. If we didn't have Trump.
Maybe.
And my soul? And my soul?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And my firstborn nephew? Yeah. Yes, I would trade. Oh, sorry.
At the same time. The silver linings are there.
Nothing like you just, but you know, we don't want to say. Who? So maybe just some version of a horse with no name, but just a girl with no name. But I'm sorry, and it's sad, and I'm not meaning to be a bitch. I'm just, you know, I'm very bitter. I'm very bitter, Jill. I'm very, very bitter about relationships.
Really? I thought you, last time I talked, you were in one.
Well, there you go. And that's a perfect example of
wow.
Case in point.
Wow.
Case in point. I rest
But you
my
have
case.
A nice, I would say, track record of... Well, I don't know what batting average you would say for staying very friendly and cozy with your exes.
Yes, well, except for the you know, ones that there's had to be some sort of police action. Or
right, the ones that didn't have restraining orders, you've been really close to.
Yes.
How would you
yes.
Just, you describe,
except for the couple borderlines, yeah. Sure.
I my best friends are my exes.
Yes. So no, hopefully... I'm mostly best friends with my exes, right.
So... That's good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you Paul, guys should we tell the story with no name?
Yet. Oh, Jesus.
What? You got a good story?
Have I ever told this story? Okay.
No, I want to hear.
Okay. Because if you're feeling bad, my life will serve as a cautionary tale for you to feel better about whatever has happened in your life.
Yeah.
So one of the periods that tiny baby nephew was staying with me, I had realized that someone I was dating was... What's the term? Yes. Okay. And
right.
I had started dating someone else. And so Paul was staying here with me. And I was here with the new girlfriend. And the old girlfriend showed up and wrote in colored chalk on the front street in really big letters across the whole street that, you know, she loved me or something.
While
and,
the new girlfriend is in the house upstairs in bed with stuff.
Right. And
that's not going to be upsetting at all.
At first, you're like, romantic, crazy. Yeah. All right.
But I came home, so I roll up in here, as I do when I'm in Los Angeles, a little later, a little after Steffi's gone to bed, which is usually around 6:30 or 7 p.m.
It was not that early.
I'm out for the night. I come in, say, around midnight, and I see that.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm trying to keep the peace here. I got to live here, too.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, I don't want this shit show to break over this house in the morning. It's going to be horrible for them to wake up. And
because
see
he's
this
like, you know, it's pilot season.
Pilot season. Daddy needs his rest.
Sake.
He needs focus and so forth.
Right.
So I go out and get a bunch of buckets of water. And I'm out in the street.
I thought it was a hose.
Washing the chalk off the street. Thinking, well done, sir. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tuck into bed thinking, everything's fine.
Nicely done.
She comes
back. I wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking chalk is back
there.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No.
It's that kind
of crazy. Sometime between like midnight and 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, the chalk is back. I think she's doing the show. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. You know, I'm going to get up while she's doing the show before she gets out of the show and go out there and.
Right.
Woo!
So super there's crazy. You know crazy and cake
super
and then
crazy.
There's
super crazy.
No icing and then there's crazy cake with crazy icing.
And then when you move to New York, I'm walking out of I just sort of follow you around from a living standpoint. Maybe I was staying with you for a gap living between places in New York when you were living in New York, and I go out of the 86th Street subway station on Columbus and see her.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like 2 blocks from your house.
Yep.
I'm like, coincidence or not? I thought you lived in LA. What are you doing 2 blocks from Steffi's house in New York?
Yeah. At that point, I was broadcasting my show from Times Square, which everybody knew because I talked about it on the show. Yeah. And so, I had she lives here. Yeah. I'd come out of the studio and she ran into. She's like, "Oh my God,
what
are the chances?" I was like, "Well, you know, pretty fucking good.
Pretty good.
Are the chances?" Yeah. Okay.
And is this one you're still friends with?
No!
No!
This
is crazy.
No, not that one. Okay, but everyone else,
wow.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Everyone else, pretty good. Paul. How did you get to be friends with Jill? Tell us your love story.
Well, that's where the story ends.
That's really the story.
The story is.
We liked each other immediately.
We met through a mutual person we both knew, and we did. We hit it off immediately. And I'd come over to see my friend, who you knew at the time, and we'd all hang out, and we hit it off immediately. And
you started doing music.
And I started doing music. So it was like just at the beginning of me playing songs. And you listened patiently and with great care to my little beginnings and were very encouraging. And then I saw you play in New York at Joe's, as I was telling you upstairs, at Joe's Pub, which was like a game-changing moment because I was like, that's the sort of voice I want to have. It's sort of like sincere but funny and kind of, you know, reflexive about. I happened to like Brad Paisley. We were talking about this like a couple weeks ago. It's like, I mean, I write probably a little more in the country vein than you do, but like I like his sort of sense of humor, but he's also kind of, I mean, he's very mainstream, but like I like his personality as it, and I like yours, and I was just trying to figure like, who am I in this thing? But
it was, did you find that out? Part,
I'm starting to, but I'm still
so I'm responsible
a little bit. Yes, very much like a godmother.
Jill,
a
talk to mommy, don't talk into the microphone.
Okay, I'm talking.
No, pay attention to little baby nephew.
Okay.
Yes. Can I just say, it is like living backstage with a band. He's gotten way more serious, I think, partially inspired by you. Because he used to, you know, like do it, but like as a hobby. And he's gotten really good.
Well, and it's so amazing because music industry is so lucrative right now.
I'm hoping to go on tour soon.
Oh, my God, Paul, you are always right on time, honey.
Yeah, I really am. Well, right.
Am I going to hear some songs?
Well, we're going to, who's
going to go first?
Feature Kids, I want you.
Let's just play
first.
Dueling Banjos the whole hour.
Yeah. What do you got first?
All right. Yeah, you're like, I have a funny new song. I'm like, when do you fucking not have a funny new song?
Here's a song about guns.
Okay. What's not funny about that?
Okay.
All right.
And I took it from a guy who's a Twitter poet, and I took his two verses and then made a gun named Brian Bilston.
Okay. So. All right.
England is a cup of tea, France a wheel of ripened brie, Greece a short squat olive tree, America's a gun, Brazil is football on the sand, Argentina, Maradona's hand, Germany, an umpire band, America's a gun. Have you got one I should do? A 38, a 22, a daisy since the age of 5. No burl or squirrel I met survived. An AR-15 on the wall. That Uzi makes me feel so tall. AK-47, they're so fun. America's a gun.
What? I gotta scroll.
Oh, really okay, quick. Yeah, scroll.
Holland is a wooden shoe. Hungary, a goulash stew. Australia is a kangaroo. America's a gun. Japan is a thermal spring. Scotland is a highland fling. Oh, better to be anything. America's a gun. Have I got one? You bet that Smith and Wesson gets me wet. An old bazooka I could use. A rocket launcher lights my fuse. XM-13 with bump stock. Oh, I've got the hugest Glock. Yes, I've got the hugest Glock. America, America. Everyone,
everyone.
America. Rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat-tat.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah, you are fucking prolific as shit.
Just 3 days ago.
Tell me you got
Paul, on the microphone, for fuck's sake.
The idea from the...
So there's this guy who writes poems on Twitter, and he had the first two things, England is a cup of tea, and
right.
And I said, hey, can I put music to that and make a chorus? And,
wow. His thing was England is a cup of tea.
And just those little verses, yes.
Because he's a fantastic writer. And yeah. Well, listen, I speak as someone that washed his penis in the bathtub when he was 3. But I'm very, very proud of him. I raised him up from a tiny baby. I taught him improv. But he's wildly talented.
Oh, I
and
know
he wants
this.
To learn from you on how to write more songs. He's an amazing writer. He's out here pitching a TV show.
Yeah.
We should write a song together.
I think we should.
I think that your audience should give us some like a couple song titles as a challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, I like
wouldn't that.
Wouldn't
that be fun?
I like that. Yeah. Yes. So you, I'm so curious. So you, you worked that. I mean, this was like you saw that idea, but you work like outside in. If someone's like, here's a thing, write a song. Like that's I'm at the other end of this. I'm always sort of like only what's organically like an idea inside. Like I don't pull things from the outside like that a lot.
Well, I was just I saw it and I said, oh,
that's a great
idea. I want to I want to add to that, make it a song.
Yeah.
Paul, remember when I used to make you do Fonzie when you were like 8? Remember how good your Fonzie was?
That's where it all began, was the Fonzie
impression.
Remember, I said... We wouldn't be here right now.
So you're taking responsibility.
Because I don't think... Has Jill heard your song? Because it became relevant, too, about the Confederate monuments.
Yes. Let's
hear it.
Have you heard it?
Okay,
I don't think you've heard it.
So this was...
Please, my tiny baby nephew, everyone. That's a joke because he's very large and very handsome, and just a few years younger than me.
That's a good name for his band, though.
Tiny baby... Should I tell you what my band name is?
What
I was thinking, Sweet Vanessa... He's got her mind in the game. Sweet Vanessa, first of all, is the name.
Sweet Vanessa.
It's a great name for a song, right?
Yeah.
But, we can write that song.
Last week, she's like, last time I was like, what do you have to plug? Because it's like, let's be real. That's what we need to plug ourselves. And I'm pre-plug right now. I'm working to get myself. But I will plug this right here because I bought the website. And it's my band name. My band's name, and eventually I'm going to have more members than just me and the guitar.
Right, sure.
That's why I chose a name that sort of sound like it could grow.
Sure.
Old Man and the Young.
Oh, I like
that.
That's
great.
Because it sort of combines, like, I'm at the very sort of like tipping what I'm calling like middle age phase in life where I'm a little obsessed with getting older. And so I feel like both an old man and young.
Yeah.
But mostly I was hoping that I will end up with a band full of, hot young musicians, and I'll be sort of the old man, and they'll be like the young, the back band. So it's sort of can cover whatever.
Oh, it's a predator thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's
predator.
Very topical right
now. As we covered in the last happy hour, Paul is bisexual.
Very topical.
Don't you feel like we all need to sing? Oh man, take a look at my life.
I'm a lot like you.
All right.
You know, I know song trivia. Do you know there's a banjo? It's a 6-string banjo on that song, Old Man.
Yeah.
James Taylor plays the banjo on that.
Oh,
yeah, it's just
no
I
fucking
have
way.
This kind of strange
what can that guy
head
do
for that.
Six-string
he's amazing.
Banjo.
Oh, he's amazing. All right, play the Confederate the thing for Jill.
Yes.
I've been doing this since he was a baby. Get on the coffee table, dance. Do it.
I learned how to read and write there. Learned how to smoke and drink. I learned how to walk like a man and how a man should think. I had my first fist fight there back in 1982. He hit me, I hit him. There was nothing else to do. There was nothing we could do. Now I love my mom, love my dad, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. But when I fly away, Lord, by and by, I'm gonna miss Virginia most, yeah. I'm gonna miss Virginia most. Now if you don't love the Blue Ridge Mountains, don't make a damn difference to me. But if you can't recognize the truth, well, the truth can't set you free. This old house has been painted over since the goddamn Civil War. Turn up the Southern Sun and the REM. My God, I want some more. I want some more. And I love my mom, I love my dad, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. But when I fly away, Lord, by and by, I'm gonna miss Virginia most, yeah. I'm gonna miss Virginia most. I know why the black and white folks sometimes can't get along. But if you ain't read your history books, I can't explain it in a song. But down on Monument over there in Richmond Town, beneath Stonewall and Robert Lee, a friend of friend of mine the other day asked me, what do you think we see? What do you think we see? I learned how to read and write there. Learned how to smoke and drink. I learned how to walk like a man and how a man should think. Well, I had to rethink some things later on down the line. I ain't got it all figured out just yet, but the good Lord knows I'm trying. You gotta know I'm trying. I love my mom, love my dad, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. But when I fly away, Lord, by and by, I'm gonna miss Virginia most, yeah. I'ma miss Virginia most, yeah. I'ma miss Virginia most.
Been looking at him the same way since he was three.
That was great. The only change I would make instead of mom and dad, maybe aunt.
Oh, Jill Sobule for the win. All right.
It's so true. I love my aunt. I love my aunt. I love her so
much. Where's my product placement in that?
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. When Paulie was here for the first happy hour, we got crying because we talked about my dad dying and his grandpa and that whole thing. And the last happy hour you were here for, your mom was here, and you guys sang together. And what was the song?
Which one did we do?
Mahjong.
Mahjong.
All my Mahjong friends are dead.
I love that song.
I know. And then her mom has passed since the last happy hour.
My mother would be so... I miss her so much every day. And
she's so fantastic.
She would be so appalled.
I know. And so would my dad.
You know, yeah.
But your mom was so awesome and so funny. Everybody loved her so much.
She was on the show. That's so cool.
She was on the Happy House.
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she was a badass.
I remember.
Last week I went to Denver, and I stayed with her best friend, Bev is in her 80s.
Yeah.
And Bev brings out all the women from Denver. All the seniors are stoners.
Nice.
Bev, I come in and Bev goes, brings out this machine. It was like, here's my vaporizer, honey. It's fantastic.
Oh,
it's, I guess all the doctors are saying, you know, instead of the...
Yeah, you don't need to smoke.
Instead of the pain pills, you know, just try the marijuana. Yeah. So there's one store that's the nice store.
Right.
That all the nice Jewish ladies go to.
The Mahjong ladies go to.
The nice ladies. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so
fantastic. It's so sweet to watch them all go in. Yeah.
Big old contraption. They got it all figured out.
Big old contraption. Because they don't smoke, you know.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
My mom had, she liked the gummies.
She's
not the only one. I'll never forget. She would just take a, because both were so sensitive, she would take just a leg. And one day she called, my brother and I were at like the Bronco game, and she goes, you guys, I don't know what's going to happen. I was on the phone calling someone else, and I accidentally put the whole thing in my mouth. And she goes, what's going to happen?
You're going to be okay, Mom.
She called us every 10 minutes laughing. Okay.
You're like, Mom, you're going to marry a Kardashian.
She never just took a leg again, I'll bet. She's like,
that's great. Yeah. But you know, I was thinking, this is why, like, honestly, like, how do you prepare for this podcast? You just go, this is fucking family and what a happy hour would actually be like. Because there was such an outpouring from my fans because they just loved her. She just did the one happy hour with you. I think she came to a regular show, too, in the morning. And she was just so funny and real and whatever. And I think so many people identify with the pain of losing someone. And
yeah, I miss her, you know, many times a day. She was
a
my dad's been gone 30, 40 years, and I miss him every day. Yeah.
It doesn't go away, does it?
No, because you know what? You go, nothing can fill that hole in your life. You only have one mom and one dad. And there's nobody, you know, you can go on with your life as we all have to, but there's nobody that fills that particular hole, right?
Yeah.
It's a weird club. I feel like I have friends whose parents have passed, and it's like you can't really, you know, share that, describe that with someone who hasn't had it happen. Like, both my parents are alive, and I sit here thinking, like, I don't know what that's going to feel like until it happens. Like, there's no way to prepare for it. It's like, just a unique thing in life, you know?
So strange.
Do you want to do Mahjong in honor of your mom, or no?
You know what? That's hard without her.
Okay, never
it's
mind.
Really, it doesn't work. It doesn't work good without her. She's just the.
I know.
She was the best.
I remember. Yeah, she was the best. I remember one night I went to see. I thought I was going to meet Carol Burnett for the first time, and she and Lily Tomlin were supposed to be hosting something together, and Carol had to cancel at the last minute because it was a death in the family, an in-law or something, and so Lily did the whole routine as if Carol were there. She's like, here's where Carol was supposed to say, that would have been so much funnier if Carol said it.
Not quite the same.
I know. My mom used to say it to be so funny because when she'd come to New York a lot to see me, and whenever I was in Denver, and she'd know, and sometimes I would call, I'd have her call on the phone. We had this one song called Big Shoes.
Yeah.
And she would always say, your show's just going real shitty, isn't it? That's why you call me. You know, is it? You know, she was like, I go, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why else? You call your mommy when you fall and skin your knee? Yes. Exactly.
I wasn't asked to be born. I need some money, and you need to save my show. You know?
Oh, gosh. What now? All right.
I'm sorry. Was she like a mini you? Just like blonde hair, just sort of like an older version of you?
She has dark skin or dark hair. She really? she looks more Jewy than me.
Who
look like my dad. Who created me? I used to think that... I had a different father.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Wait, you're from Denver or no?
From Denver.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, last time you did Little Man and Ben Carson got stuck in an elevator. Is there anything what moves you now? What should we do?
Can I play a new song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, here.
Ben Carson did, by the way, Vanessa, get stuck in an elevator.
He did.
Which is why it's funny. And Donald Trump is a little man.
A little too close to home for Ben Carson. Yeah. Actually happened.
And Donald Trump is a little man. So that's also too close to home. With a little penis and little hands.
Yeah. That was accurate.
Mm-hmm. So I wrote this it was the breakup.
How long ago was this?
It's like a two. Month and a half.
Month and a half ago. How long were you together?
13 years.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time.
I'm sorry, boo.
But no, so I thought it'd be a good idea to get myself outside of myself.
I feel like you're scratching a hole in the bottom of your chin. Stop it.
I know, maybe I've talked to you about
I've done that for stress. I've done that from stress breakups. Yeah. No, listen, I salute you. My longest was like a decade, but yeah.
Well, I thought that I would do something to kind of cleanse myself, start over. So I took some mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
And
fantastic.
You know what? It wasn't a good idea that night.
All right.
But
I just wanted to be supportive.
I got a song out of it the next day.
Right.
It
was Portobello's?
Portobello's.
Yeah. No? I didn't think it was a good idea, but I wanted to be supportive. Go ahead.
No, it was bad. And it's the, I thought it would be a fun idea. I mean, I'm the biggest lightweight,
as they say,
the straightest
seemed like a good
person
idea at the
to
time.
Do it. It seemed like a good idea.
I put a little
time.
Tequila in your health drink. I don't know how it's going, but.
Oh, my Lord, I think I saw the light. I was in the kitchen, blinking oh so bright. And standing there was an angel, making angel dust. She said, go grab your blanket, and you can come with us. I don't want to wake up. Oh, I don't want to wake up. Oh, I don't want to wake up. Don't want to wake up. Oh, my Lord, I think I've been redeemed. To tell tell the honest truth. I always wanted to believe. And now I'm flying, flying through the sky. The snakes down there below me, they can't jump this high. I don't wanna wake up, oh. I don't wanna wake up, oh. I don't wanna wake up, don't wanna wake up. Sang with wise old Solomon, sang his dirtiest song. Met with Cain and Abel, and we all got along. Blew that horn with Joshua, the wall came tumbling down. I wrapped my blanket around me, dug that crazy sound. I don't wanna wake up, oh. I don't wanna wake up. I don't wanna wake up. Don't wanna wake up. Cross the River Jordan, back down to Silver Lake. When I rise, will I be reborn or wake up with a bad headache? For now I hear voices of the ones that I hold dear. And in my slumber, there's nothing left to fear. I don't want to wake up, oh. I don't want to wake up, oh. I don't want to wake up. Don't want to wake up. I 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 don't want to wake up.
Oh, woo! Fucking fantastic. Man. Fantastic.
See, breakup, oh, what's worse? What's nothing better, a relationship or some good songs?
The song remains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what remains. It is, though? Yeah, like someone was saying about, I went to a memorial for a friend that, you know, I got to say, like, whatever your addiction is in this Trump era, most people's are worse. And I lost a friend to a heroin. That, and part of, you know, his best friend saying part of it is Trump, that he had to talk about this and write about this every day. And for those of us that are kind of sensitive souls, you know, or may already be dealing with stuff, like it just was too fucking much. And, you know, I'm not saying that's the only cause, obviously, if you struggle with something your whole life. But, you know, there was a thing at his funeral, his memorial, that said, you know, we don't cry for what's lost. It's what could have been. You know, and for him, the stuff he could have said, the stuff he could have written, he was so fucking brilliant. He was such a warrior in the resistance. And, you know, I think that's part of it with you know, I still a friend today. My significant ex, who I thought I was going to marry, I just finally deleted our private messages on Twitter today. And that was a big step for me because I was like, I haven't totally letting go of this yet.
Yeah.
And so I know what you feel, that pain that you just like, it's what... Not just what wasn't, what could have been, what... It's that whole shit. Like, you look at Donald Trump, it's like... I feel like we're falling into a fucking wormhole, into an alternate universe nightmare that we're not supposed to be in, that we don't know fucking how to get out of, right? That he's not even legitimately elected, and he is decimating everybody we care about. And, you know, you just think, I don't know what the time frame is on this, and how many of us survived this shit.
I'm going to do mushrooms again. No, not today.
Sorry.
No.
That was a little dystopian. Sorry about that.
I was having a conversation today with a friend, which I thought was sort of interesting, and we were sort of teasing out this idea. And again, it definitely goes in the silver lining folder, and it may not be, worth it. But, you know, there's something I think connected to...
Sorry.
The Harvey Weinstein thing, right? And if you like, not only that, but the way in which it's a bit of a Pandora's box that's going to be open. Everyone's come forward, like, well, so and so grabbed me, or so and so.
Yeah.
There is a way. This may be anti-resistance. There is a way in which this guy, as our president, who just will fucking say everything and doesn't care, and you know, speaks so quote unquote unpolitical correctly and so forth, like, is possibly, this is a question mark, like, giving other people license to be like, you know what? Fuck it. This guy's saying everything. There's no fucking
holdback. He's the president.
I'm going to fucking say it. You know what the truth is? Harvey Weinstein's been grabbing my ass. Like, everyone like feels a license to be like, all right, you know what? We're telling the truth here. Here's what I fucking think. This guy, like everyone in Hollywood does this. I don't know. There's a weird way in which this, you know.
You're right, Paul. That is also weirdly, while it's horrible, it's empowering people.
It's empowering people to be like, if the fucking president can, like, you know, say, like, why shouldn't I stand up and say my piece? Like, no, you know, and there's a weird way in which everyone, like, I don't know where this thing is going to end, but like, I feel like every day we're going to wake up and something, because there's no shortage of people who have, you know, other people's fingerprints on their asses out in Hollywood, you know? So it's like, everyone's going to be like, you know what? This happened to me too. Because there's a sort of truth serum effect that, you know, like, we don't like Donald Trump's truth, but he definitely is, like, you know, saying the truth as he sees it anyways. You know what I mean? And so everyone's like, well, if he's going to do it, why can't I do it?
You know, Harvey Weinstein doesn't have his fucking fingers on the nuclear button. That's the difference. Yeah, where you go, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, oh.
But I just talk about the general, so that general feeling.
No, it's great. Like, it's empowering women. It's like, I'm like, really? Hillary Clinton's in charge of not just Donald Trump, but Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein's penis? Right. Really? When are men ever in charge of
the fucking Anthony Bourdain?
I know. That pissed me off. Oh. I could not believe that.
Anthony Bourdain slamming Hillary. Idiotic. Fuck you. Go eat some worms in Indonesia, you fucking asshole.
He tweeted out a series of tweets saying, Hillary didn't do enough to speak up about this.
Oh, shut the fuck
Hillary
up.
Should have done more.
All Hillary's fault. And, all roads lead back to Hillary.
But then he started getting heat, and he goes, well, of course she's not to blame, but she could have done more. It's like,
oh,
she never does enough.
I mean him. Sorry. Fuck him. Fuck him. Tell him to go eat goddamn fucking slugs. And
you know, the other kind of, we're not a silver lining, but so many people that I know that were, because, you know, we're so political, we've been forever, my apolitical friends have seen the light in this last year and getting involved and doing things. Yeah, and many people. And interesting.
You can't. Everyone's political now, Jill. Everyone's. Like, everyone. Remember when we used to have lives that didn't involve all this shit? Like, what were we saying today? Yeah. That I'm like, Paul Revere only had to do it once. I'm like, I can do this every fucking morning. I'm fucking, my adrenals are fucking shot, man. I can't. I'm like, this is fascism. This is fucking bad.
We're sitting in the Barca lounges. I was like, I had to get up. I was like, I don't know how, my blood pressure's off the charts. It's already bad enough. I can't stay here any longer. I don't know how you do this. I can't.
Paulie, what would you like to play for us? What would you like to, play a little something?
I have just a simple song about all right. being old. All my songs about getting older.
You're a simple man with a simple song about being old.
This is a gentle D.
Yes.
I bust my ass walking down the hill. There was snow and ice. I took an awful spill. And I heard a voice inside my head saying, you ain't young no more, son. You ain't young no more.
This is true.
Now every day we live, we got one day less than the day before. That's the math, I guess. But I recall the day we met, 'cause I stopped keeping score, I stopped keeping score. So let's get again while the getting's still good, before I lose my mind in this morning wood. You believe we still got the moves, and the best part is we got nothing left to prove. Let's get to getting while the getting's still good. Let's get to getting while the getting's still good. Now I got aches and pains in my lower back. I done lost some hair in that old six-pack. And I have cried some tears along this road for the things that might have been, for the things that could not have been. But I still got two arms and a beating heart. And when I hold you close, that's when the music starts. So no matter where our story goes, I don't want it to end up. Don't want it to end. So let's get to getting while the getting's still good, before I lose my mind and this morning. Would you believe we still got the moves, and the best part is we got nothing left to prove. Let's get to getting while the getting's still. Let's get to getting while the getting's still. Let's get to getting while the getting's still good, before I lose my mind and this morning. Would you believe we still got the moves, And the best part is we got nothing left to prove. Let's get to getting while they're getting still good. Let's get to getting while they're getting still good.
That's what we're talking about in this here Gene Pool, motherfuckers. Well, I got none of that talent, but he got it all.
Let's
but it's still the same fucking Gene Pool, people.
Oh, morning wood. My clitoris with the hood.
Yes.
Oh, morning wood. I can have one, too. That's my new song.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
I can have one, too.
I can have one, too.
We can have morning wood. Absolutely.
I played that at a family gathering.
That.
My mother's like, get to getting what? And then what is morning wood?
Dear.
At a huge family gathering of their like 50th wedding anniversary. What is morning wood? Why is morning wood? Like, don't worry about it, Mom.
That's a great name for a band too.
It is.
Morning
wood. So good.
Uh-oh. Morning wood.
I think there's a men's deodorant like morning wood.
Almost better than the Foreskins. That's a great name for a band.
Wow.
Fantastic. Oh, fuck, man. Jill, can we get our America back? Can you do it? Come on, do it for us. We fucking love it so much. Sorry.
I gotta tell you.
Because now more than ever, between Puerto Rico and fucking shutting down the First Amendment and fucking repealing Obamacare and fucking trying to kill all of us, can we get our America back, people? Can we get it back?
Remember the Garden of Eden, before Eve hung out with that snake? You could walk down the street, not worry about thieves. All the kids could go trick-or-treating. Then those foreigners started coming in, like the Germans in 1790. Then the Irish arrived, the potato blight. Neighborhoods started changing. Life was better, we lived right. Life had a paler shade of white. When they say we want our America back, our America back, our America back. When they say we want our America back, well, what the fuck do they mean? Before that was Ellis Island, and that statue we got from the French. Well, that whore's still alerting with strangers, she's flirting, inviting them into our beds. The guineas, the coolies, the wetbacks, the reds, the Jews, now those terrorists. And who let in the woman looks after my kids and the one who is cleaning my mess? Life was better, life was clean, send them all back, including me. When they say we want our America back, our America back, our America back. When they say we want our America back, well, what the fuck do they mean? Before the gays had the agenda,
right?
Stephanie.
Totally me.
Before the slaves were free, before that man from Kenya, he took the presidency. Everybody, when they say we want our America back, our America back, our America back. When they say we want our America back, well, what the fuck do they mean? What do they mean?
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
That is such a
bona fide hit. That is so fantastic.
That gave me some morning wood.
Did you just write a morning wood song just for Paul?
Yeah, just for him. Okay. Thank you, guys.
That is so great. I love that song, babe. It's so the best.
I love Eminem. Just everyone's going crazy over Eminem.
So
but everyone, I loved our guest today. He was like, it's the same shit we're all saying. He just rhymed it.
But something genius about, rhyming, yes.
Right? Genius rhyming, because it channels like the passion and rage we're all feeling about. Like this is not fucking normal.
Yeah, he is the man for the moment. That rage.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna say that too.
I feel that same rage in a parking structure because I hate fucking parking structures. I can't find my car. I feel the same way. I do the same.
And I'm gonna just say this: fans of Stephanie Miller that are Trump voters.
Yeah,
she doesn't want.
She's drawing the line.
Yeah,
you're on the other side of the line. Go fuck off.
Don't you love white people are like, oh, I love the rap now.
It's like
the rap. That was a fresh riff. That was fantastic.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
I was like, I don't understand the rap that has no music. He's just talking. What's happening?
He's like, he's out of breath. I would say Hillary. Hold on.
Hang on. Hold on.
And then when Trump did.
Middle age, it ain't easy.
Hold on.
It's like Kendrick Lamar and Common have been doing it for a while. But Eminem.
We speculated the black guys behind him were not happy because they're like, our parking validation's up. How long is this rap going to be? Are you paying for our parking?
I'm surprised that Trump didn't tweet anything about it.
Well, that's he's scared of him. He's
right.
Scared.
He hasn't, and I doubt he will.
He's going to send Pence out to freestyle rap.
it'd be called Mother.
Mother. Mother. Mother, Mother.
Just put like a Pat Boone spin on Eminem.
Okay, here's a pop quiz. Creepier that he calls his wife Mother or creepier that Donald Trump calls his daughter Baby?
I'm going to go Pence and Mother.
Yeah, really?
No, I would go because that'll fuck up your childhood, I say. Baby.
Right? Right? Baby. Yeah, baby's weird. Fucking still.
Yeah. I mean, she signed up for, Mrs. Pence signed up for Mother.
Yeah, that's so true. She had volition. She had
that's true. That's true. That's a good point, Jill.
That's a good point.
She had agency, goddammit.
That's a good point. All right.
He just looks like an evil Q-tip.
Evil Q-tip.
The Can name we do, of my
that's
new
his,
band.
That's his Secret Service code name.
I love that. Q-tip.
Don't you feel like, okay, here I am. I'm always the most hand-handed song setup person in the world, but don't you feel like he's a little man?
Yes.
But he is, right? Isn't he a fucking, like, he's just in every,
you thought you were off the
whether
clock,
it's,
girl.
Sorry, it, whether it's Puerto Rico or it's fucking the NFL or any, he's just such a, we're in Hollywood. Yeah. I've never met anybody so self-involved. And so everything's about me and me.
That is totally saying something.
Right?
Quite a statement.
Yeah,
it's true.
He's just a...
He'd be an overachiever in Hollywood.
He's a little man, is my point. There's a capo. Okay, here
little.
We go.
Little.
Yeah. What?
Let's go up here.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was thinking. That was in the wrong place.
A little man, behind the curtain, little man, huff and puff and fluff your feathers, still a little man. Skin so thin, translucent thin, golden dome is made of tin, stinks so bad when you've been had, such a little man. The emperor, oh, he has clothes, sweatshop tie and a rubber nose, water squirting from his rose, just a little man. Why doesn't everybody see? It can't just be my friends and me. Who see little man, walks on stilts, he's a little man, snuffs and snorts and barks and roars, still a little man. Nature nurture, what makes you a fool? Your slumlord father, was he cruel? From the fourth circle laughs at you, he still laughs at you. No girls allowed in a box of sand. Oh, the sadness of the little man. Toy battleships and Lego walls. Alone at night wanders the hall. Please love him. Please give him worth his neediness. Yeah, that's his curse. Oh, like a rock star, he wants fans. Yeah. But you know what?
What?
He's just a
little man.
Little man,
behind the curtain, little man, puff and fluff your feathers, still a little man.
Oh,
Yes.
God, that was good. Yeah, I just had a little orgasm. I had a little. I didn't even touch my nipples. And I had a little. It's fantastic. Yeah. I remember Malcolm Nance and Maxine Waters just like shouting that with you.
That's one of the finest moments.
Because he is. He's a little fucking man. He really is. He's just...
What a gift for... I mean, that's like therapy for Maxine Waters. I mean, I can't imagine being in Congress and having to, like...
Yeah.
Well, you want to tear something apart and to be able to come and scream and just say little man over and over again should be like your...
She's reclaiming her fucking time.
Yeah.
Because you know why, Vanessa? She's a strong black woman and she will not be intimidated.
True story.
Okay. yeah. Are we going to survive this, kids? What do you think? Like, what's the...
Oh, I'm optimistic.
Yeah, well, me too. Me too.
I think even, you know, when you got people like... I think, hopefully, there's more people that want re-elections again. There's more Bob Corkers in the world.
Yeah, which is really sad. I mean, he's not a great guy. Bob Corker's a bit of an asshole in his own
right. I feel like... Can I channel... what do you call it? What's his name? What's the boxer... Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
You know, it's great that he said stuff, but he'll be fucking nothing. He'll do fucking nothing. He's going to do fucking nothing about it. Yeah. He's going to shoot his mouth off and do fucking nothing.
Great impression. Yeah.
Thank you. Paul's Irish.
I just think the more people realize, like you're saying, that Obamacare is their health care.
Right.
And I think...
They don't know what the Affordable Care Act is, Obamacare. And so when they get their premium in the mail and it goes up,
Yeah. I hope so. But I mean, did I mention he's not legitimate?
Yeah.
He was not legitimately elected. So this shouldn't be. So Mueller should hopefully be.
Well, my
good
friend Steve Bannon said that is it a 30%?
30% chance he'll finish his term. He's not going to fucking. If he's here a few more months, I will be shocked. I honestly just feel like this. These Russian bombshells every day are so overwhelming that you're just like, holy fucking shit. And the stories that obviously are being leaked from his inner circle about his unstableness and proximity to the nuclear button.
But do you feel like, I mean, maybe this is, it's 'twas ever thus, but I'm like, if you track the amount of fucking hurricanes and fires and Harvey Weinsteins and calamities we've had over a period of time.
Right.
I mean,
we're in a hellscape. We're in a fucking hellscape.
Robert Mueller thing, you think like, well, like, there's only so much bandwidth and space above the fold, and things just keep getting pushed down below. I keep thinking, like, he's going to come with a bombshell and the smoking gun, and then, I don't know,
who knows? The
earth's going to crack open, or, like something's going to happen. Like, we can't focus on one thing because there's another calamity, like, so soon on its wheels
Dick,
lately.
Dick Cheney has finally opened the portal to hell, where we're just like, whoa!
I just feel like it's so hard to focus.
Fires and hurricanes and treason.
Maybe these are end times. Maybe this is what
Well, I have an end time song.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Fantastic. That'll be fantastic. Let's do it.
But it's...
My God, it could be nuclear Armageddon.
It's an optimistic version of it.
Oh, fantastic.
I would expect nothing less from you.
Jill Sobule, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow the ground may shake, like they said it was bound to happen one day, and the Hollywood sign will fall. The final call. Don't be afraid and don't be blue. You had me and I had you. It was a good life.
Yes.
It was a good life.
Sure.
Tomorrow we could all be gone, when the Russian gangsters sell the bomb and the waves come roaring from the sea. 100-foot swells over Venice Beach.
Yes.
Don't be scared and take my hand.
What?
We'll swim into the promised land.
Yes.
It was a
Let's
good
go.
Life. Raise your glass. Woo. It was a good, good life. It was a good life.
Yep.
It was a good, good life. Tomorrow a tiny cell might grow. And everyone, and it's not the cold, or a hole in the sky will open wide. The aliens land on the 405.
Ah!
If it comes to that, what can we do? You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. I said a boom, boom, crash, crash underneath the overpass. Burning buildings, flying glass. A good life. Right. On the day the earth stood still, we won't have to pay our bills. As the mud slides down the hill, a good life. We won't have to make our beds. Break out the booze and like I said, let's have a ball before we're dead. A good life. Let the pious rise above. Pence will go down in our sweet love. It was a good, good, everybody sing. It was a good life. Oh, yeah. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. It was a good life. It was a good, good life.
Oh my God, it's Jill Sobule in the Nuclear Armageddon song. Okay. It was a good life, everybody. Good luck.
Okay, going out with Trisha, a smile on her face.
Okay, and Aaron, of our former videographer, fantastic nice. Musician, get over here. Let's come on. Let's do a finale here.
A
oh my God, let's do this. Hey. Jill, that's fantastic. Thank you for making us feel better about nuclear winter. I didn't feel like anybody could. Listen. Oh, okay, wait. Does Aaron have a mic?
Oh, no.
Here, let's move it over. Let's move it over. Can I say something before we all die in nuclear winter? Paul Fitzgerald, I've been proud of you your entire life. You are the best man I know. Not just that you're handsome and romantic and talented, but you are the best nephew and son and brother and uncle, and anyway, I love you. And love Jill, you are I the fiercest warrior in the resistance I know, and you're such very a brilliant, true. Blazing talent.
Oh, I
am so
back.
Happy
I'm,
and honored I'm, to know you.
I am so grateful to Paul, the talented Paul, handsome Paul, that we met.
Wait, we need to move that one over there. You guys can share that one. Move that one over to Paul because we got to close with something because you know what? Because all of our, listen, we're all here fighting racism, sexism, homophobia every fucking day. You and I are gay. You're going through a breakup. I'm going through a series of breakups over 30 years. Paul is bisexual, but in a happy relationship with a woman. Yeah. But and
queer.
You know,
we love queer.
Okay, that's fantastic. Whatever. Vanessa Rumble's a very straight whore, which I didn't mean that in a nice way. Right? Aaron, very straight, hunky. Hi, Aaron. We've missed you. All right.
Just Aaron.
My point is, we all got to stand together in this resistance, right? We all got to have each other's backs.
Yes, very
because
true.
All of us are under attack. If he attacks one of us, he attacks all of us. Straight, gay, black, white, right?
Yes.
So can we close with I Kissed a Girl? Because it was National Coming Out Day yesterday. Jill Sobule. Oh, I have the capo's in the wrong place, everybody. Pardon me.
Actually, I don't know this one.
All right.
Well, it's going to be an A.
Okay.
It's going to be an A.
One
Aaron,
second.
Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it. A. Fuck.
Jenny came over and told me about Fred. He's such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy.
My best friend.
And I opened up and I told about Larry. And yesterday how he asked me to marry. Not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. And we laughed at the world. They can have their pearls are?
What? Yeah.
What? I kissed a girl.
I kissed a girl.
Yes.
I kissed a girl. She called Tom to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. Then I looked at you, yeah, guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and we'll have our pearl. I kissed a girl. Just like kissing me. Kissed a girl and changed the world. And I'm so glad I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. Well, I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me, but better. I kissed a girl. Well, I kissed a girl, changed the world, and I'm so glad I kissed a girl.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Aunt Steffi's Studio of Love. I'm telling
Come
you
on.
What.
Come
really
on,
good.
Right.
Really good.
Do we want to just end here? Do we want to do some cover? Do we want to just get out and go fuck each other and lay naked on a pile of ice? What do we want to do?
That sounds fun.
What do we think?
What do we do? Do you know what covers do you know?
What covers do you guys know? What do you want to do?
He knows a Beatles song.
Let's see.
A happy one?
Yeah.
Let's
do it.
Not like Eleanor Rigby.
No.
I'm gonna try to finger fuck Trish right in front of Rob.
Wow.
What? I didn't say that.
Wow.
Was that on mic?
Did you say that?
What? No, what? I didn't. No.
Wouldn't be the
what? Jill.
Morning wood.
Goodbye.
I wanna hold your hand. You wanna do that?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you guys want to do? Whatever
That's
you want to do.
One.
Let's do it.
You know all the words?
No. Yeah, I do. I'll figure it out.
All right. There's all right. only a few.
Good. Go on.
Are you singing it or am I singing it?
Oh, were you
waiting
you
for me?
Yeah. I was waiting. I'm sorry.
Go on, baby.
No, I don't want to sing that song.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Let's do another one.
Right,
what
okay.
do you, what you wait? You do a Todd Rundgren cover. What do you do?
I don't know many covers. That's my problem. I know this cover. You want to hear a
yes.
Betty?
Do it. We'll sing with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
It's a Bowie song.
Oh, Bowie.
Mata Hoople.
Perfect for everything that's
you guys
all
can
our
sing
dreams
the chorus
and all our
with
shit
me.
That's died this year. Let's go.
Billy rapped all night about a suicide, and now kicked him in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, Billy's got spots from ripping the stars from our face. Funky little boat race. Well, the television man is crazy, saying what juvenile delinquent wrecks. Oh, who needs TV when I got T-Rex? I'm a dude now.
Yeah.
All the young dudes carry the news. Google the dudes carry. Looking king, dressed like a queen. He can kick like a mule. Is a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yeah, we can love. And Stephanie Miller here in the studio. Happy hour, everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
Bowie didn't know that when he wrote this song, but I do. Drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. I gotta race some cat to bed. Oh, it's a concrete in my head. I'm a dude now.
Yeah, I'm a dude.
Everyone, all the young dudes carry the news. Google the dudes carry the news.
all the young dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, carry the news.
Stephanie, I think I love you. Come on. Carry the news. And Paul, Vanessa, everybody, too.
Yes. All right. That's it. Happy fucking happy hour, everybody. Follow Jill Sobule. Follow Paul Fitzgerald. Listen, don't listen to my friend Trish. I don't know what's happening with her. Nothing is happening.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
all
right. Oh, wow.
Good night. What is happening with you?
What?
Happy fucking happy hour, everybody.
Happy hour. Thank you. Happy hour.